Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Let's talk to the man himself about it. Attorney General Eric Schmidt on with us now. Thank you so much, Eric, for giving us some time today. You've got your hands full. It just seems like this administration and the craziness that is taking over our country, you're fighting them off left and right, mostly left, let's be honest, and you're doing a great job at it. Thanks for coming on the show with us today.
It's great to be back with you, Annie. Yeah, no, it's remarkable how... how this is unfolding under this administration. The left has full control of all the levers of power in Washington, D.C. And I think America's getting a glimpse of what one party authoritarian minded control looks like. I mean, you just go down the list. So you mentioned, I was hearing on, we sent a letter. I mean, this critical race theory stuff is complete nonsense. Springfield Public Schools was caught red handed with some materials, including an oppression matrix.
Tell me more about that, because I think people hear about your lawsuit, but they getting to the details of what got your attention to make you file this lawsuit, I think that's the most important part.
Yeah, there's so much to talk about here. So some whistleblowers came forward, and part of Springfield Public's training included for teachers and staff and administrators, included lessons on the oppression matrix, meaning like if you fall into one particular category or another, male, female, your religion, your race, you are either the oppressor or the oppressed. Hmm. And that is a Marxist ideology of pitting people together. It's incredibly divisive. It was part of what Springfield Public was doing. They also had, you know, terms that meant were white supremacist tone terms, like you wanted to be colorblind. That's a white supremacist term. If you thought that in America you could achieve and lift yourself up by your bootstraps, that's covert white supremacy. I mean, this stuff is totally nuts and needs to be called out for being nuts. And by the way, so we became aware of it. We issued a sunshine request, which is basically like a freedom of information request, saying, hey, what else you got here? We're aware of this. What else you got? And they've stonewalled us. They've absolutely refused. They've illegally demanded tens of thousands of dollars as a deposit to even do their search. And as the guy, as Attorney General in charge of enforcing the Sunshine Law, we sued him and said, you don't get to do that. We're going to be able to see the documents. What are you hiding? And I think that parents have every right to know what's being taught in their classroom. They have every right to know these things. And Springfield Public Schools refuses to do it. And they're kind of indignant about it. And it's kind of part and parcel of what we saw. I mean, I was the first AG in the country to fire back at Merrick Garland when he weaponized DOJ and the FBI to go after parents because they dared to show up at school board meetings upset about these things. And we just have to fight back on every front. I think this is no longer a slow walk to this kind of tyrannical mindset. I mean, they're sprinting. They are sprinting there. And, you know, we talk about these mandates. Missouri is leading the charge. There's essentially three big lawsuits going on, one on the private employer mandate of over 100 employees. We were the first state to file suit on that. We're the first state to file suit on the federal contractor mandate, which is about 25% of the workforce that has some business with the federal government in one way, shape, or form. And then the first state to file lawsuit on the CMS healthcare worker mandate. So these are three huge cases that are moving quickly now that are going to have long-term implications for our country. Because it's about the vaccine mandate, but it's also about how much power we're going to cede to the federal government when they have no authority at all in the Constitution or any statutory authority to do this stuff. There's nowhere you can find in the Constitution or any statute that gives one branch of government or an agency or one person the ability to force the vaccination of 100 million plus Americans. It's not there.
Mm-hmm.
So we're leading the fight on that. I mean, I think these are just kind of central questions of who we are, what kind of country we're going to be. Are we going to remain the freest country in the history of the world? Or are we going to be something very, very different? And I think these are very, very important fights to be fighting.
You know, you're using the word free, and it's interesting to me. All of the people who I talk about across the spectrum of people that serve in elected office, I talk to people who are pundits for, you know, social issues, economic issues, just general political issues, people stumping for particular political parties. There seems to Americans have a choice right now that really seems to boil down to freedom. And it seems like everything else is just noise, because what I hear you saying, you're not saying anything about being anti-vaccine. You're not saying anything about being anti-mask or, you know, anything. You just want people to have choice and say, which is really the foundation with which we've been created here in the United States of America. And it seems as though it's slipping through our fingers at a rapid pace right now.
It is. These aren't traditional political debates in some ways, right? They're not like, hey, I think the capital gains tax should be at this, or I think the personal income tax rate should be. Now, those are important debates because to me, it has to do with how much freedom somebody has, right, to pursue their dreams and spend the money how they want to. But we're talking about big kind of cataclysmic fights about who we are,
mm-hmm.
right? Are we going to remain the freest country in the history of the world? Do we still believe that individuals have rights? Do we still believe that an individual can choose their own path? Do we still believe that individuals can choose to take a vaccine or not take a vaccine? Do we still believe that you shouldn't be fired for making that decision? These are big, big questions. And so it's may you live in interesting times. You know, that's an old saying, and we're there. And I think that the good news here is, Annie, we're winning. Look at Virginia is a great sort of check the temperature of the country.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we at? People, don't mess with my kids. You know, this CRT stuff, this forcing masking for five-year-olds when there's no science behind it, which is why we're fighting back on that. It's why we fight back against Sam Page and Tashara Jones, who doesn't want to focus on violent crime, but is so fascinated and interested in masking of five-year-olds. It's all just performative theater. There's no science behind it. So we have to stand up. And interestingly, you know, when this all started in the summer, in the spring, and we were filing these lawsuits, people were like, well, what's the big deal? You know, some people were like, what's the big deal? And I said, look, there's never an end to this. There's no limiting principle. They've never articulated when all this ends. And now what are you hearing about, Annie? Here comes the winter surge. Here comes the one,
right.
You know, maybe you shouldn't gather with family members at Thanksgiving. They're never going to let this go. This forever pandemic has given them more power than they could have possibly imagined. And that's why we have to fight so hard and push back, because it is about these core issues of freedom and liberty. And I think I've said this on your show before, but this is the truth, that we don't teach civics anymore. We teach, you know, whatever else in some places in Springfield, CRT, I guess.
Ideology.
But,
yeah.
Yeah, right. We teach, you know, we want these kids to be, not make their own minds up, but want them to be little advocates for this radical cause. But the truth of the matter is, the founding fathers in 1776 were very well aware of the history of governments, how people were oppressed. And what they said was, we don't get our rights from any king or a queen or any government. We're born with certain rights, right? All government's job is supposed to secure those rights. And we know the way of the world, that people try to aggregate power. So what are we going to do? We're going to create a system that spreads that power out so wide that no one branch, no one agency, no one person can get too powerful. And why is that? Because the central issue is to protect individual liberty. That's who we are as a country. Now, when you listen to the left now, they don't believe that. You listen to Fauci spouting off in his turtleneck the other day in that interview with Peter Jennings, I think it was, who's like, you know what messed all this up was? When we had this, you know, thought we were moving in the right direction, was people had thought they had this notion of freedom. You know, it's like the Constitution gets in the way of Fauci's, you know, what he wants everyone to do. And that's just not how this country's set up. It's not who we are. And people can make their own decisions on these things. And that's what it's about. To your point, look, if you've been vaccinated, and want to walk around Forest Park with six masks on your face,
knock yourself out
all day long. Knock yourself out. It's America, but don't tell everybody else to do that.
Yeah,
I mean, that's the problem. That's the issue.
You know, real quick before I let you go, we're speaking with the Attorney General of the State of Missouri, Eric Schmidt. I'm very intrigued and interested in how important the idea of us being the United States of America is in this moment in time, because the federal government is flexing like they've never flexed before. You mentioned it during COVID. The time is now for them. The bigger they can cast this federal government net right now in this very moment, the more power they're going to be able to gain under the umbrella of COVID. You, on behalf of the state of Missouri, are fighting back against this, but it does potentially have the benefit for people like me who live in the state of Illinois with a tyrannical state government. We're never going to get out of this stuff until we change our government. How important is it for individual states like Missouri and people who serve as the attorney general of these individual states to lead this charge?
Yeah, it's very important, and you touched on it. Look, again, getting back to civics, we're a federation of states, essentially, right? We created a central government in the Constitution. Everybody had to agree to it, right? Everybody agreed to this new union that gave very limited powers to the federal government. One of those happens to be securing the border, by the way, which isn't being done. But the federal government is supposed to be a government of limited powers. The states came together and agreed on that. And it was, by the way, very contentious. You know, there were some states that wanted the federal government to have more power. Some states wanted to have less. They're creating the bicameral legislature. States like New York wanted, you know, representation per capita, and smaller states like South Carolina thought the Senate was more important, where everybody got two. So all these big, important debates, you ended up with this constitution and a system of government, again, that's supposed to spread out power and protect individual liberty. We're in the middle of that. So the debate then is the debate now. But in our system of federalism, the states play a very important role of checking that federal government, another check to protect individual liberty. And I am proud. Proud as heck to be the Attorney General for Missouri leading that charge. There's no other state, I mean, I argue with the Texas Attorney General all the time about who's more aggressive. But we're on the front of the line on all these big, important fights. And it's about those issues that are happening, like the vaccine mandate or other issues about outsized power. But it's also about making sure we're doing everything we can to protect liberty in our states and for everybody across the country. Because, Annie, you know this, if the pathway to tyranny is paved with these emergency orders,
right,
you don't need to have a PhD in history to see what's happened over the course of time, even in the last 100 years of what's happened across the world. And you watch, they're already talking about this with climate change issues now. Oh, we've ignored this problem for far too long. This is an emergency.
Yep.
If they get away with this, that's what's coming. And then all of a sudden there's a regulation that says, hey, you know what, in order to do X, Y, or Z, you can only drive your car, you know, 60 miles a week. You got to get a special pass from the government if you want to be more. I mean, this stuff will never end. Yeah. So we have to fight it on every front.
Well, and we know that you are doing that, and we love having you on here. Eric Schmidt, thank you so much for the time this afternoon. Please keep fighting, and we will keep having that conversation with you each time another lawsuit pops up. They just continue to manifest themselves, and we're glad you're at the forefront of it.
Thanks for all you do too, Annie. Take
care.
Thank
you. Bye-bye.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.